back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband. I'm trying to figure out how to make a transition to doing more videos, as I mentioned about doing the idea of doing a bunch of short things. So let me do something really short as just to, anyway. You know, I ran out of cards to send. So what do? Well, you get more. Oh, wait a minute. You get a lot more. So I'm prepared to send out more cards, and of course the first one did go out, and I would like to point out again there's a difference. You'll see there of course there's the promise link, but there's a second, the He Begged Us, which is specifically the video towards MetaView, which obviously if you watch it, you will find it. Addresses the video series or the programs, sermons that they've been doing on the idea of human sexuality and specifically marriage. And I would suggest from the three that I watched, they're missing a few things. And of course, the practice what they preach kind of stuff. No, we don't. We're an institutional church. We don't have to practice what we preach. And then the so that was sent out, or that was. That was put on the He Begged Us. That's the on the card. But the other important part about that is if you watch that video, it's in-depth from the scripture. I actually use the scripture rather than kind of say here it is and move on. You know, again, the thing that fascinated me is the pastor used and actually read Mark 10, and then. Ignored it. He just completely missed it, directly what it says. But anyway, that's kind of normal, isn't it? So I discussed that and discussed things. Well, you know, the obviously because I've done a lot on the whistleblower stuff. And pointed out that if someone from MetaView Covenant Presbyterian, some of my own family, were to say, "Okay, indeed, I will reconcile with you." They become a whistleblower in that sense, and they will be persecuted by the group they're in. You know, like I say, this is to be expected. I explain it, and then of course I ask for it because okay, I'm going to do. I'm going to try to not get long, but I'm just going to read what I put in. If you go to the Promise site for today's card. Just so it's there. Make it blatantly obvious. This is the first card from the second batch of 250. You can tell the difference by the addition of the He Begged Us link, since it directly addresses MetaView. It seemed only right to send the first card to them. Will it be ignored? Probably, just like the rest. My family and I remembers at MetaView when it moved to One Grace Way. There are fiber optic cables connecting the stage to the sound room and the office that I pulled. I've walked many times in the trail behind the church building. Now, I have been anathematized by the church leadership for the dreaded crime of pursuing reconciliation. Fortunately, it's been almost 4 years since they sent the police to intimidate me. If you watch the video at He Begged Us, the He Begged Us link, you will find an explanation of the cost a whistleblower might pay. For some, such as the recently mentioned Daniel Hale, All Hail the Whistleblower, the cost can be huge. This is also true for someone whose priority is Christ rather than the institutions that claim his name. See Matthew 23. However, as the first card of the second batch indicates, I'm not giving up. Perhaps there is one who will live as described in the video and act in love. For you, my email and phone number are at the top of this page. Choose this day whom you will serve. Which is Joshua 24:15. So that's what I, wrote on the website. And again, I am actively pursuing, obviously, one person to poke a hole through this thing that isolates my family and myself. And so we'll see what happens. Whether they'll send the police again, or somebody will say, okay, maybe I'll act in love. I don't know why. Why would I do that? Love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, that's Old Testament, so that doesn't matter, right? Also, yesterday, I did mention Jawad Rabbani. My pronunciation may have his issues. And because I saw a report about his dad, Muhammad Rabbani, who's been serving is an improper, who has been in Guantanamo Bay for 20 years under no charge. It's kind of like Julian Assange in the Ecuador, or in the in what is called the UK equivalent of Guantanamo Bay, that the prison he's in. He's in isolation and being tortured. So this is commonplace, and it's on behalf of the U.S. government. So he's been in there for years now, and Muhammad Rabbani has been in Guantanamo Bay under no charge for 20 years. Again, same scenario. And his son made that statement. Just imagine what life would be for your family without your father. You can imagine that, can't you? Just imagine what it'd be like for your father was at Guantanamo. How could you ruin 20 years of someone's life? This is significant because, you know, this guy basically grew up because he was in utero at the time Muhammad was taken captive by the U.S. government. And now he's 20 years old. In a week and a half, Zadok turns 10. And unlike Muhammad, who's never been able to hold his son, I did for many months was able to hold my son Zadok, as I have done with Walter and George and Susanna and Glory Jane, who are still at home, I assume. So we see this similarity. The institution of the U.S. government, the institution of the institutional church, same thing. Muhammad has been isolated for 20 years, and I'm approaching 10. Not being able to see my son for 10 years. So I need to do something. And I've been toying with some ideas to note his 10th birthday. What could I do? Give him a hug? That'd be a good idea. I'd like to give him a hug. Zadok, my son. Walter, my son. Glory Jane, my daughter. Susanna, my daughter. George, my son. As far as I understand, you're all at home with your mom, my wife, the woman I love and adore. Give her a hug. And maybe ask, can I go hug my dad? I love you all.